My oldest aunt on my mother's side had a name I've never known anyone else to possess. Arvilla. Arvilla Smith Harbin. Everyone just called her Smitty. She was a nurse and she lived in Holly Springs, Georgia. I loved visits to Aunt Smitty's house. By the time I met her, her husband, John Harden, had passed away, and she lived alone. But never lonely, I reckoned, surrounded as she was by books and art. I remember dark wood and a fireplace, piles of books here and there, a cozy place to be in the wintertime. My most vivid recollection is the cornice above her kitchen window. When she was not caring for patients, my Aunt Smitty was a painter and a reader. On this cornice, Smitty had painted a scene from winter. Snow, a horse-drawn sleigh with a lone passenger, and the final verse of Robert Frost's poem, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. I have no memory of talking to Aunt Smitty about why she had painted that scene in her kitchen. I only remember staring at it and thinking about how I had never ridden and probably never would ride in a sleigh. My father and most of his eight brothers kept workhorses and owned a variety of horse-drawn conveyances, wagons, buggies, but no sleigh. Snow was exceedingly rare, and when it fell, rarely deep. But sitting at Aunt Smitty's kitchen table, I would stare at her painting, thinking, I suppose, that I might enjoy snow like that at Christmas. But to this day, I've never experienced a white Christmas, at least not here in my home state of Georgia. But the winter of 2025 got me close. My birthday falls on January 10th. Although I'm exceedingly glad to have been born, I never really liked that timing, only 16 days after Christmas. But on Friday, January 10th of 2025, I woke up early, walked onto my porch, and saw that I would get, at least, a white birthday. If a winter storm ever threatens the South in the second week of January again, I suppose I'll be able to sing about dreaming of a white birthday just like the one I used to know, but I will be forever satisfied with what I got that day. It was so quiet that morning. The snowflakes were so big. And it reminded me of my dear departed Aunt Smitty's kitchen. Whatever winter wishes she had, she must have passed them on to me. Come to SalvationSouth.com for Southern stories of love and mercy anytime you need one.